Thank you for listening. So today I want to talk about a perspective, and I think it's a unique perspective to have, and you can apply it to any situation you're in, you know, whether it's business, school, work, professional career, or maybe, you know, you're still deciding what to do. And it's called the gratefulness perspective. And I called it gratefulness perspective because it is a perspective of approaching any situation you're in, whether it's good, hard, difficult, with a heavy dose of gratefulness. And gratefulness can mean a lot of things. It's not just being grateful for, you know, the obvious things everybody's grateful for, but it's being grateful for the things people take for granted. And that can be the smallest things. You know, you walk out. I want you to walk out and look at the scenery. Look at the trees, the sky, the mountains, if there are mountains. And try to find meaning and gratefulness in your surroundings. Look at the unique opportunities you have, because everybody has opportunities. Now, the opportunities may be big or small, but find gratefulness in the things, in the everyday things people do. Driving here, driving there. A lot of people can't drive. Having a roof over your head, clean water, clean air, access to opportunities, access to things that a lot of people in the world don't have access to. And having a grateful perspective or gratefulness perspective is not about comparing yourself to those who don't have what you have. It's about valuing the things you do have. Finding value in the things you already have. The things that you've done or wish to do to maintain or get those things. That could be your shoes. Could be that nice jacket you like. Could be a lot of stuff. I want you to approach anything and everything in your life, in terms of school, in terms of work, with a perspective of gratefulness that you are doing things, you are in situations that other people may not be in, other people may wish they're in, or it's just a journey of life, ups and downs, but being grateful for the small things, taking solace and meaning, and your environment. You know, the environment is a very important thing. Where you are, where you sleep, where you think and ponder next steps, dream what you want to do, happy moments, sad moments, your environment, and finding value and gratefulness in your environment can go a long way. You know, and that's why homes, you know, homes are very important. You know, have you ever moved out of a home? And then all of a sudden, like, you know, for instance, for example, like, everybody has dreams, you know, you dream in your home. You know, I moved out of my home, childhood home, long years ago. Sometimes every time I dream, I still think home is that home I was at years ago. You know, homes are important. Environments are important. And finding or being grateful for your environment can be something that can be very meaningful. So the gratefulness perspective, and this will be a short podcast, but I just want to talk about just having a perspective of overall gratefulness for the things people take for granted. And when you have that perspective, you start to find meaning, a lot of meaning in things you haven't before. And you begin to realize that, man, you know, things actually aren't so bad. Sometimes, you know, and I, you know, first when I started my business, when we're an entrepreneur, you're always worrying about this, that, everything. And this can apply to whatever situation you're in. You know, people worry about a lot of stuff. And I think when you take a step back and just like really think about it, you know, there's actually nothing to be worried about. And you begin to understand that some things are beyond your control. And find gratefulness in that. That sometimes things aren't meant to be. Sometimes even the small things are meant to happen or aren't meant to happen. And having that perspective of just, you know, not that like you're letting things hit you, but sometimes it is what it is. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be in this situation, to learn, to grow, and to move on. So anyway, I hope you guys are all doing well. I am in the process of making a podcast or doing an episode and article about AI. You know, AI is a huge topic. It's a very important and dangerous topic, you know. The potentials of it are very, I can't even think of the right word. It's unbelievable. So, and I want to, when I do this, talk about AI, I want to do it from a well-meaning area of expertise. I don't want to be an individual who's going to go in a panic and what's it called? Dooms. You know, a lot of people are in the doom AI industry where they're, you know, now AI is a unique tool and used correctly can benefit humanity a lot. Used poorly can end it probably. So we will talk about that at a later date. But yeah, overall, you know, maybe I'll talk a little bit more about this in the upcoming podcast, but a gratefulness perspective, having that, I think is a good mindset to have in these times. And, you know, you can find a lot of value in that. Be grateful for the things people take for granted. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.